Welcome back to our Success in a Year program as we enter month number 8. And this topic, time management, may or may not make you roll your eyes or cross your arms in front of your chest, that because you've been there before, you've heard all the information. And I want to warn you that, yes, time management can be a repetitive topic, and maybe you've already gone down this path before. However, the majority of people that I see in my life, and I'm sure you can agree with this, they do not manage their time well. Time is chaotic, and our world today is busier than ever, and it's actually more important of a skill than it's ever been before with the amount of demands that we all have on our time. So this month, I want you to really take some time to get back in touch with how you are spending your time and asking the question of yourself, am I directing my focus and am I actually spending my hours in a way that is most productive and, most importantly, in a way that's going to make me the happiest at the end of the day? So we all know that time management is a vital key to success and that all successful people get the most out of their time. They don't have any more time than you or I, but the most successful people simply maximize those hours and they do it very deliberately. In fact, the people that are really experts or the highest achievers in their field are always working on improving their time management skills. They, in fact, many of them build teams of people that can help them systemize what they do so that they're spending their time focused on the critical, most important tasks. And anything else that's not relevant to what's important to them is being delegated, is being outsourced, is being managed. And this is a fundamental key to success. Now, you might not be in a position right now where you're outsourcing and delegating your entire life, but the concept remains the same. Your ability to focus on the most important things and tracking where you're spending those hours is the absolute most critical thing that you can do. But the key to time management or to any form of management is to actually manage it, to do this stuff. So not just treating this like an intellectual exercise, not just going through the checks of saying, okay, time management requires this, 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 and this. We're actually going to take advantage of the tools and processes and the methodologies that are available. And by the end of this month, you will become a very, very effective time manager. And you're actually going to become the kind of person that will not allow other people to waste your time, nor will you allow your bad habits to cut back into your productive working hours. And there's going to be a ton of different ways you can do this. But I want to dive right into our action steps for this month because these are very important and we're going to go through all four right now. So the first one is to really take some time to think about your biggest time wasters. And in fact, you might want to spend the entire first week making notes as you go, catching yourself wasting time. It could be that you check your email too often or you respond to text messages in an instant instead of waiting to see what it's saying later. It might be that you're on Facebook or social networks or things that are not really that all that important online too often. Or are you wasting time with needless conversation with people just for entertainment purposes when really a 5-minute conversation would have been fine? You're turning it into a half an hour debate that you really don't need to be investing your time into. These time wasters will be all over the map for you. What you really want to do is become consciously aware of each and every one of them and start taking track of how they are impacting you. Next, you want to go to identify your top 3 time wasters and really make an effort in this second week to avoid these at all costs. Now, if let's say as an example, Facebook or email, things like that are one of your biggest time wasters, you can actually buy software or download programs that literally prevent you from indulging in this habit because it's going to be a pretty hard habit to break, especially if you're the kind of person that revisits Facebook a dozen times an hour. That's an automatic response that you've literally conditioned into your mindset, into your behavior. And so without even thinking, you might go back to Facebook, not realizing that you're wasting time again. So you can actually interrupt that pattern with technology so that you don't even have to worry or think about stopping these things. So you might want to consider doing something like that. Next, you want to check out your goals list from month 1. And look at any potential time traps there, because you remember, you're working on a long-term vision here, and those goals are the stepping stones to that long-term vision. Now, if those goals are being hindered by your negative habits in a poor time management situation, then you want to make sure you address those situations. When you come at this angle here, this third point, when you start looking at how your goals are being delayed, maybe you had a goal that was due in March, and now you're into almost the end of April, and you still haven't done the majority of action items for that goal to become complete. Well, now you know that time wasters are definitely starting to impact you. Now your long-term vision is being pushed out by a month or 2 months or 6 months or even worse, multiple years. You don't want to wait until your vision is delayed an entire decade before you catch this thing. Time management starts right now, and that's what you're going to be doing here. So the final step is making this become a reality and become ultimately a habit for you. So using a calendar, either a physical one or an online one or even with your phone, piece of paper, whatever, plan your next few weeks as best as you can and do everything in your power to make sure that you manage your time effectively. So if it's using that software, blockers that I talked about earlier, so you cannot visit your email or Facebook outside of a certain time of day, do it. If it means going back to your accountability partner that we talked about in an earlier month and having them hold you accountable for spending your time effectively and maybe giving them a time log of how you've done and managed your time this month, do it. But hold yourself accountable so that time management is no longer something you think about. It's just something that you do and you habituate, and then it becomes part of your overall habitual process and your behavior. Now you can worry really about spending the time on focusing where your efforts need to be spent for your success. Good luck this month. Time management is awesome. You're going to be awesome at the end of this month.